Oh. Good morning, handsome. I've got breakfast going. Make yourself comfy. I didn't even hear you come downstairs. Or come to bed last night. How are you doing this morning? Tired sounds like the standard answer. Alright.
I wish he'd stayed in bed last night. He was up extremely late working.
Huh? Hey! What's this? A surprise hug? Not that I'm above hugs from you. You give the best hugs. But what's it for? Are you feeling okay, babe? I'll take that little peck on the cheek as a yes. I missed you last night. No, you're right. I miss you all the time.
Does that mean you keep me waiting on purpose? You cheeky devil.
The coffee maker just finished. Why don't you pour yourself and me a coffee? Breakfast will be done soon.
That was quite the yawn. You were up pretty late last night, sweetie. What were you working on?
You're still doing that project? I thought you finished that already. Oh, it's a new project. Did your boss put this on you with short notice? Again? That sucks, babe. I wish your boss wouldn't do that. In fact, I wish many bosses wouldn't do that. So, since you're being worked like the adorable, handsome, Linda dog that you are, you need something fun today. How about I cut your toast into triangles? What? My hard-working man can't have triangular toast? Are you saying you are only... Are you only a square toast person? Oh, honey. I thought you were more woke than that.
Okay, fine. You can have your toast the boring way. Ugh, spoilsport. And here I thought my husband was more rounded, like those pancakes he loves so much. Oh, I guess there's really nobody well-rounded anymore. They all have edges.
So, do you have to go to the office today? You don't? That's great! Because I thought we could go for a drive to that lake we both love, take a walk, breathe in that fresh air that Lord knows we don't get around here. You've been cooped up working since last week. It'll do us both some good to get some fresh air. Please, pretty please. You don't want to. Come on, babe. When was the last time you went out that wasn't the office?
The supermarket doesn't count either.
That's what I thought. Oh, the sausages are done. Just waiting on the bacon to be nice and crispy, just how you like it. And since you're so against going to a walk by the lake, you get to move around more. Babe, can you please set the plates up for me? Pretty please? See how I bat my eyes all adorably? Because I'm adorable and you love me and you love to help me. Yeah, you're right. I know you're naturally lazy. That's why I'm punishing you for it by making you get up. Thank you. Ooh, set like a professional. Thanks, babe. Oh, no, 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 no. No sausages for you unless you agree to get some fresh air with me. Come on. This big, thick, juicy sausage and nice, crispy bacon that's coming up are yours for the taking if you just agree to some outdoorsy-like fun. You know, all the good stuff that we introverts love. I told you. We'll go to the lake and walk around, get some fresh air, recharge our batteries, get off some of the crust and rust that are gluing to these weary old bodies of ours. Yes, I know we're in our 30s, but shit takes its toll now. Come on, it'll do you good to take your mind off work for a few hours. There's more to life than just a paycheck. Yes, I know life requires a paycheck. My point stands. Working to live is not living. We have to go out. No, I haven't forgotten what I said about us being introverts, but even we need some fresh air once in a while. And it makes us appreciate being held up in our domiciles again. But come on, we need this. You need this. I know how stressed you get when your boss gives you work to do on your days off. It'll just be a few hours, and then we'll come back, we'll cuddle up on the sofa, and watch a movie.
Really? You mean it? Good boy.
And all good boys get the sausage.
A woof.
Here you go, baby boy. Sausage, eggs, toast, bacon, and waffles with your favorite coffee. Eat up, then go shower. I'll wash up while you do that and... You'll wash up? Babe, you don't have to. You had a late night. I want you to be able to relax. Take a load off your shoulders to... Did you just... shush me? And you are putting a finger to my lips to further shush me. If it weren't for the fact that I love these magic fingers of yours, I would bite it off. Okay, fine. You can wash up. But then you go get ready to go out. We're going for a walk in an hour. The earlier we get there, the quieter it'll be. We can relax by the water with some hot cocoa. I love you too, babe. Say, why don't we leave these dishes after we're finished and just go freshen up together? I think a good back scrub would work wonders for the both of us.